This is Dr. Schumacher, Dictating a History and Physical. And Gerald Berner, last name B-E-R-N-E-R, Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. Place was Mission Point. Date seen was August 7, 2022, in the paragraph patient profile. Mr. Berner is an 89-year-old male who's residing at home with his wife, period. History was obtained from the records from Hurley and from his wife, and he provided a little bit of information, period. He does have some dementia. Paragraph history. His wife tells me he was in the hospital over a month ago and then was at a rehab place in Bloomfield, period. He states it's called SKLA, period. In any case, he was discharged from there and had care provided at home, including home care and an LPN that would help him with his ADLs, period. He tells me that he came last Tuesday, which was 5 days ago. On about the 2nd of August. And when the LPN came, he was found to be on his bed, totally soaking wet, period. The whole mattress was soaked, and he was the bedding was soaked, period. He was weak. Period. The nurse reported that he wasn't eating and he was confused and lethargic, period. This is more confused than his baseline, period. There's no associated chest pain or dyspnea and he was partially oriented, period. He was not distressed, but he came in soiled clothing, period. It's not clear how long he's had dementia, but he is known to have atrial fibrillation. And his wife thinks that atrial fib somehow resulted in anoxia and dementia, period. I'm not clear how reliable she was, period. Interestingly, he was in the ER coma. His wife was there. She fell and hit her head, but she had a scan and everything turned out okay, period. She's up and about, and she was visiting him today at the nursing home, period. New paragraph. Just felt that he's too weak to go back home, so he's here for further physical therapy and rehab, period. New paragraph. He is quite hard of hearing, and so is his wife, period. His wife gave him much information, kept going on and on. It was difficult to get a word in, but I was able to get a fairly decent history and physical, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, he denies visual complaints. ENT, he denies hearing problems, but I did have to speak loudly, and he did have difficulty hearing me. Period. No sore throat or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, chest pain, or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or change in bowel habits. Do you know dysuria or other complaints? But he did have the incontinence. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Musculoskeletal. He denies arthralgias. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, past history is positive for dementia, atrial fibrillation, anxiety, and depression, according to records here, period. He also has Hypertension, and he's on medication for glaucoma, period. Do you have a family history? His father died young at 69, and he had leukemia, and they also tell me that he had lupus, period. I'm told that his mother died at 79 after falling, period. They couldn't tell me exactly what happened, period. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no alcohol excess. New paragraph, medications. Since 2025 micrograms daily. Full max 0.4 milligrams daily. Zyprexa 2.5 milligrams twice a day. Mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams nightly. Xalatin 0.005%, one drop in each eye nightly. Jardiance 10 milligrams daily. Proscar 5 milligrams daily. Tylenol Extra Strength 500 milligrams every 6 hours needed. Depakote delayed release 125 milligrams daily. Cardizem 60 milligrams PO twice a day. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed. Period, he's hard of hearing, period. He's a bit weak. Blood pressure 134 over 60. Pulse 78, respiratory 18, temperature 97.7. Head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraction movements intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly or nodes. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, this one is 2. No gallop. No murmur. Abdomen soft, non tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranes are normal, period, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, shoulder range of motion normal. Skin is intact, warm and dry without major lesions. Extremities, no edema, period, pedal pulses are palpable, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Berner has generalized weakness and incontinence, and he had more confusion, period. This is in the setting of dementia, period. The etiology is not clear, but he does have dementia. He felt that he cannot live on his own, and he will need help when he gets home, period. His wife expects him to come home after about 2 weeks, period. They will provide care for him, period. He's a physician who's been practicing for many years, period. He has atrial fibrillation and I'll continue the cardiac 60 milligrams twice a day, period. He's on aspirin for anticoagulation, period. Three, he has prostatic hypertrophy and I'll continue Proscar 5 milligrams daily. He's also on Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily. Five, he has history of depression and anxiety and comes to us on mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams nightly plus Zyprexa 2.5 milligrams twice a day plus Depakote DR 125 milligrams daily, period. He comes to us on Jardiance 10 milligrams daily, and I'm not clear if it's for heart disease, but they could not give me any history of diabetes, period. I'll follow him while at Mission Point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Hmm.